You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Saturday, it's Pickleball Madness. It is at the Agape Tennis and Pickleball Center. And joining us right now is Amy Pazahanic. Did I say that right?
Did he get it?
Perfect.
Perfect.
You got it, Amy? Yes. That's a hard name to pronounce. Yeah.
She is the owner and the CEO of the Agape Tennis and Pickleball Academy, where the tournament is going to be on Saturday. Really big day. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, Amy, we need help, both
okay.
of us.
Okay.
I'm playing with my wife, who is an excellent tennis player. You're a good tennis player, right?
That's right.
Will her tennis skills, she doesn't really play pickleball, will her tennis skills transfer to pickleball?
Absolutely.
Really?
I think you're going to be in good hands.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She plays a lot of tennis, too.
Every day.
Okay,
she plays tennis every day.
And she's never played pickleball?
She played, like, just drinking with her friends.
Okay,
you know,
I think you're going to be good.
But I'm not a pickleball player, neither is he.
Yeah, now I play pickleball last March, and I was very, very ordinary. You're a 5-level pickleball player. I am a -2.5.
Okay. And who is your partner?
It's this
she's running
woman,
around. I just saw her. Lindsay,
who's this person that we've had issues in the past, and so we're playing as the frenemies.
The frenemies, and okay.
And we've not really played together at all.
Okay.
Okay, so, Amy.
That's sounding like a tough combination.
What's the best advice you could give, like, two novices, like Mason and I, about how to survive this pickleball tournament? What's our strategy?
Maybe, like, let your partners take over.
Okay.
Right.
Is that doable, though? Won't they target us?
Yeah.
The other teams will target us, right?
I think you just got to be calm and consistent.
Okay.
Don't overplay.
So don't try and do too much.
Right.
Right.
Just serve, get out just to the line, and then just hand fight. Just hand fight to the end. Is that what it is? Is it just a big hand fight?
It's a big hand fight.
That's
yeah,
what
big
I thought.
Big hand fight. But maybe let your partners step in and end those points, and y'all just stay alive.
See, okay. I like saying hand fight because it makes it sound like I actually know what's going on in pickleball because they have hand fights.
So I have
true.
All right, so Amy, the one thing that I was screwing up, we had a practice session the other day, and they said there are 3 elements when you give the score.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I gotta
it's
give
complicated.
My score, your score, so it's your score first, then mine, and then who's serving? Explain this to me.
Okay.
Because I couldn't understand the third number.
Right.
Sometimes I was serving first, and they said, no, you're 2.
It's like 2-1-10 or something like that.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you say your score first,
okay,
your opponent's score, and then the third number is you're either the 1 or the 2.
Now, how is it that I can be the 2, yet I'm the first one to serve?
That only happens in the very first point of any match.
Right, but that's incredibly confusing.
You correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, will there be some official there to help us keep score?
As far as I know, yes, there is going to be an official.
Yeah, because I never know. It's like 3-2-1.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. I don't know
now,
what that means.
Are there timeouts, Amy? If we're getting killed, am I allowed to call a timeout, or you just have to take your beating?
Definitely call a timeout. I think, I don't know the rules that you guys are playing with, but I think you're going to at least have 2 per match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are the lines automated so if the ball accidentally lands on the line or catches the line that there'll be a buzzer?
What do you think? We got replay at this thing? What's
wrong
with you?
Well, I mean, she runs the whole, you run the whole joint, right?
Yeah, but
that's right.
Do you think that they have sensors in the ground? This is a public pickleball facility.
Is there a guy in a tall chair making rulings?
I feel like for you guys, we can make this happen.
Okay, good.
All right.
I think I need it.
Now, I don't understand this thing with the kitchen.
Okay.
All right. So the kitchen is the front, and I'm not supposed to go in there, right? Like my wife says, it's lava. Pretend it's lava. Don't set your foot in there or your foot's going to burn off. But what happens if I smash it and then my foot goes in the kitchen? Does that count?
You still lose the point.
Okay.
Any forward momentum and
I have to completely stay out of there.
Yeah. You can jump over it so you could hit the ball, jump over the kitchen and land in the out of bounds territory
and
that would
good.
Be legal. Yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And if the ball bounces, you can go into the kitchen.
So when did you start this? Because for example, my friend Sue Kalinske and her husband started playing last week and now they're completely obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very catchy game. When did you start with it?
I started playing pickleball only about maybe 2.5 years ago. I think that's when it kind of really, you know, came onto the scene big time. My background is tennis. I played college tennis, and then
where'd you play?
I played at Coastal Carolina University in Myrtle Beach, South
Carolina. Yeah, sometimes they get into the tournament.
Yeah.
All right. So, and now you're running this Agape Center where we're playing the tournament,
correct?
Right? Okay. So, what? Paint us a picture of what that's like. How many courts are there? Are there going to be like 25 matches going on at the same time, or how many courts are there?
Okay, we have 12 pickleball courts.
Okay,
12 pickleball courts. I think you all will be playing on all of them all at the same time.
Right.
Yep. 12 pickleball courts, and there's another 9 tennis courts.
Is one of the pickleball courts better than any other one? Should we ask for a specific court?
Yes, you should.
Which court do we want to be on?
Yeah, you want to be on the courts 1, 2, 3, or 4. Those are the best courts.
Because?
They're dedicated pickleball courts, so they're a little bit...
Oh, the lines are easier to understand.
Mm-hmm, right.
A little bit in permanent nets, so a little bit more fancy.
What did you say the breakdown was between pickleball courts versus tennis courts at your facility?
At that location, we have 12 pickleball courts, and we have 9 tennis courts.
Okay. I'm guessing that wasn't always the case,
correct,
right? Well, there must have been a time where there were more tennis and pickleball. Is the demand driving it to make more pickleball courts?
Yeah, so at all of our facilities now, we've added in pickleball at all of them. But Fountain Valley started out solely as tennis, and then they just had 4 dedicated pickleball courts. And then since we've taken over the facility about two years ago, we added in an additional 8 courts. And then we're talking about expanding it even further.
Now, you have 11 tennis and pickleball centers between LA and Atlanta, right?
Correct.
So I'm assuming this is big business. I'm assuming this is like lucrative, right?
Yeah.
How's this one compare in size and in revenue to the other ones you own? Is this like in the middle, at the end? What?
Yeah, I would say Fountain Valley's probably right in the middle.
Okay. What's like the most successful one?
The most successful one right now is DeKalb Tennis Center. It's the one we've had the longest.
And where is that?
It's pretty big, right in the city of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. So it's in Atlanta down there.
Do you give lessons?
I used to. That's all I used to do was coach tennis and mostly tennis. Yeah.
Do people get pickleball coaches?
Yes.
They do?
We have a lot.
Really?
Yeah. We have about 10 pickleball coaches just at our Fountain Valley location.
If you were coaching us, what's the first thing you would tell us? Beginners, because we basically are.
Yeah, I'm a -2.5.
The first, I don't know. It's just like you got to just get the feel of the ball first and being patient.
Like don't go for the kill every time.
Right.
Just get it over the net and let the other team screw up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed you walked in with a racket. Does it matter what racket we play with? Like that one is an ESPN LA.
The first thing,
you got to call it a paddle.
Okay, paddle.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Tennis racket, pickleball paddle. They'll get on
you about
that.
Okay, that's a good tip.
Okay, good tip. Paddle. Okay. Paddle.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter, like, is that an average size or is that normal size?
This is a little oversized, actually. This is a little bigger. So this is going to give you less control, a bit more power. The skinnier it is, it's going to give you a bit more control.
Gotcha. Because the one they gave us, Mace, mine's skinnier than that.
Yeah, mine is skinnier.
That's good.
Also.
What, a little do you more remember control.
The
gearbox.
Gearbox is we got a brand called gearbox. Gearbox.
That's one I played with the other day.
Yeah. We have the Gearbox 12.
Okay.
I got the Gearbox 10, and I'm like, they released the new upgrade, so I went Gearbox 12.
Okay. I have a Gearbox, too.
He's an idiot. He doesn't know. He just made all
that. Here comes the Gearbox 12. Look at that.
So that's Amy, is the one that they gave us. Is that the same size as the one you have?
You see how it's thinner?
Yeah.
It's a little thinner, so that's going to be a bit more control. But, yeah, Gearbox is awesome. Actually, I play with them too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
So last thing for me, we've got a million people giving us tips, telling us what to do, blah, blah, blah. When we finally take the court and get out there, what do you want us thinking about?
Watch the ball hit your paddle.
Like literally watch it.
Literally watch the ball hit your paddle.
Huh. Because in tennis,
like
I don't
time.
Do that. In tennis,
I'll
like just go up and volley it because I'm used to playing tennis, but I'm not used.
Yeah.
You want to be that. Hand eye.
That in sync with it.
Okay.
And saying focus in that moment. Yeah.
I noticed I kept hitting the ball out of the off too far.
Okay.
Is that because my racket's open? I got to close it?
Yeah, or you can kind of cover it a little bit. You want to kind of roll
swing
over it.
Swing down.
Yeah,
yeah,
roll over it. A little top spin.
And by the way, and some of these people, like last year, we won our first match. I was playing with my brother Brian.
How the hell did that happen?
I have no idea.
Brian's
really
good.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
But then we played the second match, and those guys were putting so much spin on the serve, I couldn't even handle the serve.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely move forward to it, but literally watch the ball hit your paddle.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my best
Excellent.
Tip. And stay loose.
Stay loose.
Stay loose.
Yeah.
May have to get some worthy splashes.
Yeah,
exactly. Tequila, pineapple juice. Or
that could help.
Or something else. All right. Amy Pazahanik, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you.
I'm very impressed that you nailed her name twice.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Stuck the landings. We will be there on Saturday for the big event. Really excited for it. Thanks for hosting it, and we appreciate you coming by.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Amy.
Cool. All right. Coming up next for you, John. I've officially made bets available for the NCAA tournament on Cut. I'll tell you exactly which ones I made. I put a lot of science and thought into it.
I bet you didn't.
Yeah. We will do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quarter after 3 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. I love when I set off Mason and Ireland listeners.
What did you set them
off? Well, because of my Caleb take and corporate Greg's Caleb opinion. I'm not even going to say take. People are all fired up. Like this guy, he's using this typical argument. Corey Van Vactor. Now we have folks who never touched a football field or played competitively at a high level.
You never played the game.
Cannot talk about anything on a sports radio station. By the way, you guys want more sports. Not you personally, but these same fans say we don't talk enough sports. We're talking sports. But, you know, Steve Mason never was on a football field. John Ireland was never on a football field. And looking at Corey's picture, he was definitely never on a football field. But we appreciate the feedback. Guys, just because I call out Caleb or Dave Roberts, that doesn't mean I'm not a Dodgers fan or a USC fan. It's just using your brain. That's
right. All right, so Mace, we already made one $1,000 bet. You have Yale, and I have.
You're taking Yale all the way like I am?
But I'm giving you 12.
Yes.
Who do I have? I have Auburn.
Auburn.
All right, so we got that for 1,000. What's the next bet you made?
Akron plus 12.5 versus Creighton.
Give me Creighton.
Okay, there you go. There's
all right,
a bet
so
there.
That's another one. Greg, you're writing these down.
Creighton's a 3 seed, though. That's not that big of a bet.
Texas A&M.
But I got to give them a lot of points.
It's so. The points.
Oh, okay.
Texas A&M plus 1.5 versus Nebraska.
I want Nebraska.
Okay.
Do you have A&M?
I have A&M.
Okay, so that's three. We had three $1,000 bets so far.
Samford plus 8.5 versus Kansas.
Ooh. You're taking Samford?
Samford.
I like that. Take
Kansas
Samford all the way.
Kansas has a lot of injuries.
Yep.
I don't want that one.
You don't want. And St. Mary's minus 5.5 over Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon's pretty good.
St. Mary's minus 5.5.
St. Mary's is pretty good, too. I don't want that one either.
So
let's do the three bets.
Okay, so you have Creighton, Auburn, and Nebraska.
And you're taking points on all three.
I'm taking points on all three.
Okay.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And by the way, we're doing Mythical Money, but those bets are available. I put them out on Cut right now. You can use the Cut app. Bergman, are you taking any action?
I think I'm going to take action against you.
Excellent.
Cut's going to be there Saturday at our Pickleball Madness.
Oh, are they? Yeah.
I believe they have action already set up for the talent brackets.
They do, actually. I made a bet against me.
And they'll be there on Thursday at Islands as well.
Oh, the Island Boy.
Island Boys.
Do you have Final Four yet?
Not yet. Do you have action on Longwood against Houston, the 16 and the 1?
I don't, but
Longwood?
What is Longwood?
Where is the school located?
That one is, I've never heard of Longwood in the bracket. No, I've never heard of that one.
Everybody thinks I'm doing a bit right now. I really just saw Longwood against Houston.
Yeah, I don't even know where Longwood is or what there.
Look up Longwood University, please.
Longwood University. Producer, can you do that? Producer?
Yeah, I have to type.
Produce something.
I don't do that anymore.
Dang, hold up. Yeah, you do.
Emily would have had it in my ear.
Farmville, Virginia.
Oh, beautiful.
It just takes a minute.
Farmville.
Out in Farmville.
That's a game on Facebook.
Yeah, it is. I think it is. Ramona told me she played that game for a long time.
I played
it. Was like buying pretend farms and buying pretend barns.
Okay, so you know the tournament starts really tonight with the first four.
We're carrying
6 o'clock. You could hear Colorado State and Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know there's tons of media that happens during the tournament. All these players are required to go and talk.
Yes.
So Chris, ask me any question about anything.
Ask me any question.
Where is your university called Longwood?
Well, it's a university, and it's located on a college campus.
Okay.
And they have classes.
Yeah. Right.
And you can get a degree.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay. So the reason I answered your question that way is somebody found, this is in honor of all the media that's going to start tonight.
Yeah.
Torian Prince, who plays for the Lakers, used to play for Baylor. And Baylor was shocked 1 year. I think, Mace, it was Yale. Wasn't it Yale?
It was
that
Yale.
Beat him?
It was Yale.
Yale upset Baylor in the tournament, and nobody could believe it. So a reporter asked Torian Prince a pretty simple question, and Torian answered it. He answered it, but I think I may steal this from him. He answered it in the most literal way possible. Listen to this.
How does Yale out-rebound Baylor?
You go up and grab the ball off the rim when it comes off, and then you grab it with two hands, and you come down with it, and that's considered a rebound. So they got more of those than we did.
Yep. I think, Chris, that's going to be my new tact in life.
Answer everything very literally.
Perfectly literally. Ask me anything you want.
How are you today?
I am here. I'm in this chair. I am feeling lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, good.
It's like the West Wing bit when he says, when Oliver Babich tells the president, CJ.
No, I'm going to say, do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
And CJ goes, yeah, it's 8:45. He goes, I want you to stop doing that.
Right.
He goes, what? He goes, answering more than is asked.
Mm.
And so he goes, do you know what time it is? She goes, yes. He goes, there you go.
Interesting.
See? Yeah. Like Mace.
This is like Sorkinese.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you have next? We're going to talk more about if a guy plays the drums, he can't also play the sax?
No, that's your bit that you're running aside from the show. So have you ever seen this guy, Jose Alvarado, pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies?
I thought you were talking about Jose Alvarado, the point guard for the Pelicans.
No, Jose Alvarado.
He's got the same name?
Yeah, the relief pitcher for the Phillies.
Okay.
Very large man.
So they call Jose Alvarado of the Pelicans Grand Theft Alvarado. Because he gets a lot of steals. But what's the thing with your
okay.
guy?
So he was doing one of those mic'd up things during the preseason game. And listen to how this conversation went down.
Is that the key for any pitcher, though, Jose, is make sure your legs are strong?
You know, I am the grizzly bear.
Yeah, you are.
I am the grizzly bear. I got... Sometimes I call, like... to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy. You know, like, I'm fat.
I'm effing fat.
I think we need more Jose Alvarado.
Jose Alvarado. He's a gigantic man. He's like 6'2", 250. Very large man. And he feels like a fat boy. Actually, I feel like a fat boy right now.
So do I, most days.
What are you weighing in at?
One,
did the weekend help me?
It hurt you. I'm at 195.3.
And what's the number, Greg?
195.
Yep. He's got to be under it?
He has to be under
it. So he only has to lose 0.3 of a pound and I lose?
Yes.
It's all those treats you got from the mini bar.
No, I'm going to say.
It is the mini bar.
I'm
going
to be in Venice tonight having dinner. It's Lisa's birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Lisa.
So I'm going to be in Venice by your house. I think I'm going to send you like some hula pie. And then at Islands on Thursday, I'm going to get you an actual hula pie.
Oh, yes.
Are we putting a pie in his face like last year?
Sure, why not?
We did that on March Madness Thursday last year.
Oh, we did do that.
We did.
Was there a reason for it?
It was very funny.
Well, the timing was screwed up. We didn't actually get it on video.
But. Yeah, the timing was wrong. But, yeah, well, but
that was another corporate Greg
what
production.
What was the reason?
Was the reason
you hit me with the pie?
I don't remember. It was funny.
It was a bit.
It was just a bit.
No, I think you dared him to. If I remember correctly.
That's right. You wanted to be hit in the face with a pie.
Oh,
yeah.
You said none of you guys
it.
Will ever do it. And Bergman just grabbed a pie
grabbed
and did
a pie
it.
And
yeah.
did it.
Yeah.
I think
we actually
I
had
did
it
that
set
remote.
Up.
Yeah.
We had it set up.
That was at a casino.
At Yamaha.
Yeah,
it was
Yamaha.
The 909 Sports Bar.
People that were supposed to film said they were ready, and they were not ready.
Yeah, that was
that never happened.
That was
that's like the scores table at crypto. you guys ready? Yeah, let's go. All right, now false alarm 4 times.
You know, I don't.
Oh, that's somebody else.
I don't think we've got any bit of the year nominee except for Lisa and ChatGPT.
Yeah, Morales, you don't like that bit.
I never said I didn't like that bit.
I can tell you're
a bit hater.
You've downplayed that.
I used it in like four opens.
You've dismissed that bit.
What are you talking about?
You're all Travis and Sliwa.
You're a bit dismisser.
We need to overcome you.
I mean, I would say I'm more Sedano and Cap because I'm in most of the Cappy bits.
You guys eat your hot dogs like Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, that's why he's more, you know, he dismisses you guys because
he's part of the bits over there.
Brilliant.
I gave you Mace,
and by the
what
way,
would
Mace,
win bit of the year?
I thought the way you came up with that whole idea, I thought the way ChatGPT delivered the message was brilliant.
You monster.
That was Lisa's reaction when I told her it was not a heartfelt email from me.
Yes.
It was something Mason wrote on ChatGPT.
Great bit, but Sedano and Cap didn't do it, so Morales
right.
doesn't like
first
it.
First of all.
His full weight is behind Travis and Sliwa.
Yeah. For show of the year, not for bit of the year. Bit of the year is open.
No,
you've
bit
also
of the
got
year's...
Ramona Nutmilk.
Oh, Ramona Nutmilk is a great bit.
That's
you weren't
this
here
show?
For that. She made Nutmilk live on the show.
That's this show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will soak the nuts overnight.
Exactly. The ChatGPT is
what?
In there.
Milk?
No.
She milks the nuts.
You soak them in water.
The almonds.
Yeah, they soak the almonds in water, and then the nuts get
drained.
Tender.
They get tender,
and then
enlarged,
you have to drain them.
Yeah. And then you
I like to be better because it could have ended up in me getting divorced.
It's true.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And by the way, we will record Lisa talking about it at Pickleball, so we have the footage ready.
Oh, good.
So it'll be nominated, but you could easily just win bit of the year forever.
Oh, Laura,
it's never
tell
happening.
Me if this is a thing. Lisa says
We're
all supposed to wear Sunday swagger at this pickleball tournament.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're making shirts for us.
Janessa has the polos.
Yep.
So she says to me, Lisa says to me, she goes, I need that polo here before we leave for the pickleball tournament. And I go, why? She goes, I'm not changing there.
Oh, yeah, you have to put it before.
Why is that a thing? I don't get it.
Because, first of all, we need to see if it matches everything else we got and how it looks
so
we can adjust, you know?
Really?
Yes.
It's...
No.
So, Chris, am I going to get my hands on this thing by Friday?
Yeah, we'll make sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care. I'll change on the site. But Lisa, it says girls won't do it.
No, we won't.
Okay.
Well, girls just want to have fun.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right.
What's wrong, Mace? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
All you had to do was let Cappy and I splish splash.
It's never.
And you would have won.
It is never. First of all, it's not over. There's still potentially some bit that emerges that becomes the front runner for bit of the year, other than you and Cappy eating a hot dog like Lady and the Tramp.
Just don't be jelly. We could always award you in that too.
Yeah, sure. All right, so
could have been a three-way bite.
The very first thing I did when I opened my partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers, I made a really big move. I bought a Hyundai. And I absolutely love it. I'm driving the Elantra Hybrid, and I checked today. I'm getting 50 miles to the gallon, which is crazy, especially with gas over $5. And you know, it's really cool. The Hyundai Ioniq 6, they let me try it out for a week. It is spectacular. If you're looking for an EV with a long driving range and cutting-edge technology, you want to check out the Ioniq 6. And don't forget about the sharp design of the 2024 Sonata and the Santa Fe if you want to go with an SUV. This spring, you can get in and get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty in 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. So hurry in there today because these great deals will not last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sedano yelling at me because Cappy's getting pizza. How's that my fault?
There was no yelling.
He did not yell.
It's a live imaging Tuesday.
I thought he was very reasonable. Always trying to stir stuff up.
That's my job.
He literally walked in and made a comment in his normal
voice.
Something
like, would you like pizza? And no thank you. And that was turned
He's
going to
order
a,
food, yeah. But Cappy wants the road pie. He might be stopping for road pie or studio pie.
Yeah.
Hey, when Cappy gets pie in his mind, there's
Morales,
no stopping him.
Don't bury the lead. This is Hall & Oates. What is the latest on Hall & Oates? Have they made up yet?
No. I think
they're at odds. They're still suing each other.
And they still have a, whatchamacallit.
That would be like you and Cappy suing each other. That's very disturbing.
Well, Cappy has been doing rat-like behavior, so he's a little bit on the outs.
Really? What's his latest rat behavior?
He's got a big mouth.
Oh, he talked out of school?
He's talking a lot in the streets. A lot
is
of subversive.
He?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So guess what?
So that's going to be a very interesting crosstalk today.
No, because now he's texting every day. How are you feeling? Are you okay? Are you better yet? We need you, big dog.
See, you know what? You know what? Chris is going to. What's coming next from Chris to Cappy?
What?
You've lost a friend.
You've lost a friend.
Yeah.
And then I'll dump truck him, like Austin Reeves got hit last yesterday.
There you go. Yeah, he got dump trucked. So this is interesting.
Which
if you don't have Spectrum, you can now. Stream all Dodger games for $17.99 a month or for $179.99 for the season.
There's a catch.
What is the catch?
You have to have Spectrum internet.
Oh.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also have Spectrum television.
But if you are you getting close to cutting cable? Are you
yeah,
close to
I'm looking for ways to cut it.
This is for you.
Yeah. But I can't, can I do it with the Lakers?
Yes.
I can.
Do you have Spectrum internet?
Yeah.
I think so.
See, now I'm all of a sudden cutting my cable bill by a lot.
Right. My cable bill is pretty expensive every month. Mine's like probably close to $200.
Yeah, mine is close to $200 also. Now, if you're telling me that I can get all the other stuff streaming and I can get Dodger games and Lakers games, I think I can get rid of Spectrum altogether.
Well, talk to Greg. Greg doesn't have cable.
No, I don't have cable, but I have DirecTV Stream.
I love DirecTV Stream. I showed it to Greg the other day. I now take an Amazon Fire Stick with me on the hotels on the road. I hook it up to the hotel TV and I get all my DirecTV on.
But how is DirecTV Stream? How much is that?
I don't know, Greg. I have regular DirecTV, so I get it for free. What do you pay for it?
I don't remember what I pay for it.
It's like $60-$70
a month.
Yeah, a month.
Hit that smack it. Come on,
smack that. Show him what it's made
of. I told you to smack it.
Yeah.
By the way, Chris, why are we? Careful.
Yeah.
You're
going to
get hit in the head by your own.
Is there a streaming app where it mutes Joe Davis by any chance?
Hey,
No.
Why would you say that?
Joe Davis?
Because that's my favorite bit.
Most offensive.
I never said
Davis is the best.
I never said he's a bad broadcaster.
Get out.
I just don't like him.
No.
That's ridiculous.
How do you not like Joe Davis?
He's a great broadcaster.
He's a great guy.
Fantastic guy.
He is the
station. He loves the radio station.
He's also very boring to me.
What are you talking about?
I think I
He's the lead announcer for Fox.
I find him boring to me, just like we all have our opinions.
You are full of it.
Now, so he's a great broadcaster, though, from a nuts and bolts standpoint, and that's what you get, nuts and bolts.
There will be no Joe Davis
no Joe Davis slander.
I didn't slander him.
You're
I just was saying
Joe
right
Davis
go,
and Caleb
go
Williams
take
today.
Take that crap to Travis and Slee, your favorite show.
No, Travis likes him, too.
Yeah, of course. Baseball fans
Everybody
love
likes
Joe Davis.
Joe Davis.
You're the only person I know that doesn't like Joe Davis.
Joe and Slee should do a podcast.
Call Joe.
No, Joe will win Chris over in five minutes.
Absolutely.
I talked to him at the Hall of Fame thing. I talked to him.
By the way, he had to take home like 19 different awards.
All those trophies.
I know.
Yeah.
Joe's
a great broadcaster. I just want a little more pizzazz.
Okay, so you've gone after Caleb Williams and you've gone after Joe Davis.
Oh, no.
Who else do you want to attack?
You want to go after
Oprah?
Who
would be a great play-by-play person? Sedano on the case.
Sedano would be. I think someday Sedano is going to be.
Sedano gives me pizzazz.
I think Sedano.
I need pizzazz.
Somewhere in the future is going to be. I think he's going to be the new Mike Breen.
There
I think
you
when
go.
Mike Breen is done, I think Shinano's going to take over.
And Mike's been doing it for like 30 years.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time. Don't you think, Joe?
Except don't take the
Knicks. No, that's Shinano.
George,
don't take the Knicks job.
Joe George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think, George? No, he's saying no.
Yeah.
I think. Sounds like he could. Sounds like he could.
Yeah, I cannot believe you just said that about Joe Davis.
Yeah,
what did I say?
That's offensive.
He's
a little boring to me.
He is not.
To me, he is. I can have my opinion. I'm not saying he's a bad broadcaster.
No, your opinion. You can have your opinion about everything but
But
his.
Joe Davis.
Now, Oral Hershiser is great. And
Oral
he should be
is
on,
the best.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
You know those guys are like best friends.
I never said he was a bad guy.
Yeah, so when you listen to Oral and then you tune out Joe when he's
all.
Talking?
I don't listen at all.
Shut up.
I turned the sound down.
You turned the sound down.
I'm not joking.
You watch a Dodger game with no sound.
Yeah, Chris, I'll listen to music or something else.
I think you're making stuff
Chris,
up now.
Sean Weller has tweeted, that's it. Morales has lost
a friend.
There you go.
And has lost an audience.
An audience.
Oh, lost no. The whole audience,
we all
Chris.
Love Joe
I'm sure
Davis.
We'll get it back. We'll get it back.
Take yeah. that back. I can't believe you besmirched
him. I didn't besmirch him. Withdraw all I said was, opinion. He's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't like Greg Olson. He's not good.
Greg Olson is great.
See? He's really but we can all have
he's
our opinions.
He's the guy that should replace Tony Romo.
What Greg Olson
hell?
Is great. Tony
he's
Romo
great.
Sucks.
Tony
Greg
Romo does not suck.
Tony Romo, see,
worst.
I don't think Tony Romo sucks.
The worst.
I don't think Tony Romo sucks.
Oh, Tony
Greg
Romo's
Olson,
the
though. Greg
worst.
Olson is a great guy.
Greg Olson's fantastic.
By the way, Mace, you see how I got us through the segment? Look at the time. We got engagement up. Because now people are tweeting me, Morales, you suck.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
People will hate you for that.
Okay. Oh, my God.
For that
you don't like Doris Burke?
At CMM
Wait,
Spectrum,
no,
tell
like
him
Doris
he sucks.
Burke.
I like Doris Burke. I thought that one game that Sedano's referencing, she was not that great that
what
game.
What are you talking
oh
about?
But normally, wow. I thought Doris was great. This was like 2 months ago I said that.
Yeah, but
I
you know, like but Tony Romo? What the hell?
I think Tony Romo gives us a little interesting take. From
no.
Time to time.
Oh, my God,
no.
He doesn't.
He needs giving to shut up.
Jim,
you
I think
didn't,
he's out of bounds,
you didn't
Jim.
Enjoy the Super Bowl?
Jim,
no.
Jim,
no. Now Nance hates him. You can hear that Nance hates
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
Nance doesn't hate anybody.
I think
Jim,
Nance hates him.
It's Hardman. He makes the catch. All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games. Now, it's Ireland's game today.
Yeah, Sedano, you want to play?
Sedano?
You want to play?
You want to play?
All right,
okay,
so
good.
We got Sedano, Greg, Laura, Brian, Morales. You want to play?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay. I take a break. But I do need to tell you.
Yeah, please
about
do.
Our friends. You want to walk out? Then I'll tell you about East Central.
All right. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
East Central Hotel, where I'll be staying tonight with Cappy and tomorrow night.
I tried to get a room there, and you wouldn't help me out one day.
I'll help you.
Yeah.
You need a room?
Yeah, I needed one the day of the Kobe statue.
Why didn't you just tell me?
I did.
Oh, you're talking about when you needed a hotel room for the day.
Correct.
They're not that kind of.
He wants his nap.
Yeah, it's not that kind of place.
Yeah, but I wanted.
They're not just renting by the hour.
I mean, there's plenty of those places.
I was going to say, guys, every hotel in L.A. can rent by the hour,
yeah,
if you know what
yeah.
I mean.
Anyway, go on. I love the East Central. Go ahead.
Not some flop house.
Nixos Lounge. I love that place.
Not a place that's going to charge you for the mini bar like that place you were in Palm Springs.
Cappy's in room 715.
And I'll be in 713. East Central Hotel is a contemporary hotel with an authentic LA vibe. Located in the heart of downtown LA, right across from LA Live, Crypto.com Arena, Microsoft Theater, and the LA Convention Center. The East Central Hotel is perfectly situated to accommodate travelers who want to experience all that LA has to offer. Imagine modern convenience, Mace, with a front row seat to the world of sports and entertainment. Whether you're coming into downtown LA to see a concert, show, event, or game, East Central provides entertainment. That's right, entertainment to travelers and local Angelenos, the best place to stay in the city. There are spacious rooms, and this is for sure. Cappy and I have measured it. Biggest rooms in downtown LA for all your fun and frivolity. So if, like, when he mounts me to stretch out my back, plenty of room in these hotel rooms. Plus,
people are mounting people.
I've told you about the rooftop patio lounge. We did the event over at Nixo just a few weeks
Love
ago.
Love that place.
We had
beautiful.
Our holiday party at Nixo Lounge.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place to overlook Figueroa
the
before the
February
game.
February Christmas party.
Exactly right. So book your next stay at eCentralHotel.com.
It's like a three-minute live read? What is going
You're
on?
You're
going
to say yeah. that? You of all people are going to say that?
That's yeah. why I figured
you'd
respond.
With your two-and-a-half-minute live reads?
Yeah. That's why I said it.
That's why the clients love them.
Give them a call.
Two and a half minutes. 213-748-1291.
Partners, by the way.
Yeah, partners. 213-748-1291 today.
What is happening here?
East Central Hotel in downtown LA.
More on East Central coming up soon.
Entertainment's
stay tuned.
Official address.
Yes, part two is next.
By the way, Sedano, don't you think you could play the drums and blow the sax? You don't have to pick one.
No, you can't do both.
I think you can do both.
You mean simultaneously? Or,
no.
Oh,
you don't have to pick a team.
Simultaneously be
you don't
hard.
Have to pick a team.
No, you have.
More Mason and Ireland
yeah,
next.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is Ireland's game. I believe he's also leading the month. You must have won at least once while I was gone, right?
Yeah, I won a bunch, but I'm the last week of the year, the week leading up to Easter, I'm back east the whole
okay,
time.
Okay, so maybe
I'm probably not going to win the month.
Maybe we make hay there.
Yeah.
Next week, isn't it?
No, yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, next Monday
yeah.
is when that trip starts. Okay, so we've got five players, Brian, Greg, Mace, Laura, and Sedano. Okay, here we go. March Madness starts tonight with the play-in games. So I have a quiz about March Madness. First question. The first four happens tonight. In the history of the tournament, how many teams in the first four have advanced to the final four? A, 0, B, 1, or C, 2? Brian, 0, 1, or 2?
To the final four?
To the final four.
A, 0.
0. Greg?
It's at least 1. I don't remember if there was a second one in that same year. I'm going to go with 1.
You're going 1, B, Mace?
1.
Laura?
I'm also going to go 1.
Sedano?
1.
It might have been 2 in the same year.
The answer is 2. Yeah. You all missed it. VCU in 2011 and UCLA in 2021. Yeah. That's when you were thinking of.
Yeah, right? I didn't know about VCU.
All right, here we go. True or false? A number 15 seed won a first-round game in 3 consecutive years, and all 3 of those 15 seeds went on to reach the Sweet 16. Is that true or false, Greg?
True.
All right, Mace.
I'm going to say true.
Laura.
I'm also going true.
Sonano.
I'm going to go false. I don't think they all made the Sweet
Brian.
16.
Brian. I'm going to go false, too. You guys should have gone true. Princeton in 2023, St. Peter's in 2022, and Oral Roberts in 2021.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Greg, Mace, and Laura are on the board. Next question. In how many straight tournaments has a double-digit seed advance to the Sweet 16? All right.
And so how many what?
Straight tournaments. How many years in a row
okay.
have a double-digit seed advance to Sweet 16?
Okay.
A5, B10, or C15? Mace, 5, 10, or 15?
10.
Laura? 5, 10, or 15, Laura?
5.
Sonato?
I think I saw this stat the other day on SportsCenter. I think they said it was like 9 out of 11, so I'll go 5, too.
All right. Brian, 5, 10, or 15?
Let's go 10.
Greg?
Well, that stat's screwing me up. I'm going to go 5 because of that stat.
You all missed it again. The answer is 15. Yeah.
Wow.
15 straight tournaments, a double-digit seed has advanced to the Sweet 16. And by the way, 36 of the last 38 tournaments.
Every year, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew it.
All right, here we go. Next question. Laura, this one starts with you.
Okay.
How many number one seeds made it to the Final Four of last year's tournament? How many number one seeds made it to the Final Four of last year's tournament? 0, 1, or 3? 0, 1, or 3? Number one seeds.
I don't know. 3.
Okay. Sedano.
0.
Brian.
Let's go 1.
Greg.
0.
Mace.
0.
0 is the correct answer.
Yeah.
None of them. Remember last year was out squirrely with
Miami, San Diego State. Yeah,
FAU,
it was a weird UConn.
All right. Yeah. So Mace and Greg have 2. Laura and Sedano have 1. Brian, you awake over there?
Bupkis.
Brian.
All right, here we go. This one's going to Sedano. True or false? The last, you know what, I'm going to do that question next.
Okay.
Okay, George, which one of these coaches has only won 1 NCAA tournament? 1 and 1 only. A, Dean Smith. B, Bill Self. C, Rick Pitino. Dean Smith, Bill Self, or Rick Pitino, Sedano?
Bill Self.
Brian?
Let's go Self.
Greg?
Pitino.
Mace?
Self.
Laura?
I need to catch up somewhere, so I'm going with the one they didn't say.
And you're glad you did. The answer is Dean Smith. He won the year Michael Jordan
Self
hit that jumper from the corner. Remember, Dean Smith had that long history of making it to the final and not winning it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Laura,
Bill Self won more than one, huh?
Yeah. He has at least
He has 2.
Yeah.
And Rick Pitino has 2. One at Louisville, one at Kentucky.
That's right. He won recently. Right.
Yeah.
Forgot about the Louisville one.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew Kentucky. Yeah.
All right, so we'll go back to Brian. True or false? Do you still not have a point?
Yeah nothing.
All right, maybe you'll get one.
Wait a minute, you got a chance now.
All right, Brian, true or false? The last back-to-back champion in the NCAA tournament is Duke, who won in 91 and again in 92. True or false?
I'm going to go false.
Okay, Greg?
False.
Mace?
True.
Laura.
True.
It's false.
Sit down.
It is false.
It's the Florida Gators.
Florida, 2006, 2007.
That's not what I'm breaking news of.
Sorry.
Breaking news. 2006, they beat UCLA in the Final Four.
2006, 2007. All right, so
right now. It's the Joakim Noah teams.
Greg Bergman has the lead. Okay. Oh, I forgot to bet. That's okay. I forgot to bet on you. I
so he has three?
Yeah. He has three. You have two. Mace has two. Laura has two. And Brian has one.
There you go, Brian.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
This city is set to host the Final Four every 5 years until the year 2040.
Ooh.
Is it A?
It could be a number of cities that have a lot.
Okay. Then,
Is it A, New Orleans, B, Phoenix, or C, Indianapolis? Greg, New Orleans, Phoenix, or Indianapolis?
It's got to be Indianapolis, right?
Is that what you're going with?
I'm going Indianapolis.
Okay, Mace. New Orleans, Phoenix, or Indianapolis?
Indianapolis.
Laura.
That's what I want to go with, but I need to catch up, so I'm going Phoenix.
Okay, Sedano.
The only one back.
I also think it's Indy, but it could be New Orleans.
What are you going with?
Indy.
Brian.
Nala.
You're going New Orleans.
Yep.
The answer is Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's where the NCAA is.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So Greg's got four. Mace has three. Sedano has three. Laura, two. And Brian, one.
Yeah.
Should have just went with Indy.
All right, we have two more and then a tiebreaker. Okay. So, Greg, you have to go first here.
Okay.
UCLA has the most NCAA basketball titles with 11.
Yep.
What school is second with 8?
Wow.
Is it A, Kentucky, B, North Carolina, or C, Duke? Kentucky, North Carolina, or Duke, Greg?
It's between two.
Just pick one.
I know, I'm thinking. Just give me a second. I'm going to go Kentucky.
Okay, Mace.
Okay, I need to catch up.
You're one behind. There's one more after this and then a tie.
I'm going Duke.
You're going Duke.
Yep.
Laura.
I'm also going Duke.
Okay, Sedano.
I'm going to say
Kentucky, North Carolina, or Duke.
I'm going to say Kentucky.
Brian.
North Carolina.
The answer is Kentucky.
Yeah.
And it's either Kentucky or North Carolina.
Yeah, it sets up.
Duke only won a bunch with
Greg Krzyzewski versus Sedano.
Yep, for everything.
Brian, Mace, Laura, all out.
It's all good.
I need
Greg,
to win.
Greg, you lead by one.
Hey, relax. Microphones are on.
Microphones are on. What's wrong with you?
Microphone's on.
Cappy's having his own whole conversation.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess. I don't want pizza, though.
Wow.
I want to eat good.
Just don't curse. Yeah.
Okay.
Just be careful,
let's go.
Cap.
We're playing a game.
Greg.
Yes.
You go first. George, you're one back, so you have to go a different one than what Greg goes.
Yeah.
Greg, the school who holds the record for the most tourney appearances, 30, without making the Final Four.
Oof. Oh, wow. Okay.
Is. So this school has appeared 30 times in the tournament, has never made the Final Four. Is it A, Gonzaga, B, Auburn, C, BYU? Gonzaga, Auburn, or BYU, Greg?
So it's one of two. I'm going to say it's Auburn.
Okay. So Nano, Gonzaga, or BYU?
Gonzaga.
No, it's not. Gonzaga just made it.
UCLA on the long half-quarter journey.
I knew it wasn't Gonzaga.
It was BYU.
BYU!
It was either BYU.
You had it.
You were right there.
Bergman, like, Greg,
you
win BYU.
Hey,
BYU,
I got to win.
All right. We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Jalen Suggs, of course.
Yeah.
But they do have a lot of tournament appearances without making it all the way to the end.
Right.
So that's why I put that one in there. All right, Greg, congrats. Here we go. Tiebreaker. If you combine the total of Final Four appearances that UCLA has with the total amount of North Carolina, how many do you get, Brian? UCLA Final Four appearances with North Carolina, how many do you get?
35.
Greg?
I'll say, let's see, there's probably around 20, 42.
Mace?
38.
Laura.
I was going to go 38, so I'll go 39.
Sedano.
60.
You're not going to believe this. It's exactly 39.
Yeah.
Wow. So Mace teed you up.
Yeah, he did.
All right, Brian, hit the super stager.
There he is. The whole gang is here. Cappy's here. Sedano's here. Sedano, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
I saw that picture you posted.
It was very thirsty, I'm being told.
It was thirsty.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
You were thirst trapping for sure.
Yeah. I don't think I trapped anybody either.
Yeah. Well, luckily for Juan.
Nobody slid into my DMs or anything. Nobody ever slides into my DMs.
Yeah.
You would think.
I have my DMs blocked, basically.
Do you? I have my DMs open.
I do, too.
Nobody slides into them. They're open for sliding.
Yeah, I don't let anyone
slide
away.
George, if
only
Sedano,
people I follow.
Yeah. If Sedano and I opened up our DMs, every other DM would be, hey, man, can you get me tickets to X or Y or Z?
What do you think of the Lakers tonight?
One of those deals.
My DM people are very nice. Yeah. But nobody ever slides. Does anybody ever slide into your DMs, Kaplan? You got lots of sliders?
A lot of sliding going on.
Yeah. Your account is nothing but sliding.
Cap, Morales says that there's been a fracture in the Kaplan-Morales relationship.
Happening?
What happened?
He's been telling me, since I got here, he's been telling me the same thing. Now, if I'm being honest, I don't really know what he's talking about.
Hmm.
But what I think he might be talking about is something that I may have said to John Ireland.
Oh, he said you were talking out of school.
In confidence, I was having a very confidential conversation with Johnny I.
Interesting.
Behind closed doors.
I don't even know what this is.
Yeah, behind closed doors. Okay, door was closed.
Right,
official
right.
Door
closed. Okay, so door closed.
Okay, and I said something
I know what it is. I know what it is.
And I said something to Johnny I.
I'm sorry, Cap. I didn't know that would get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it's turned into a whole
thing. Did you repeat
thing.
It to somebody?
To Morales.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought if Cappy's telling me, he's obviously told Chris, right?
So
what would I know that he didn't? But now
so
Chris is mad that Cappy told someone
you.
Other than him.
Yeah, and to be honest, the way it kind of came back to me was a bit exaggerated.
Okay.
You know, so I don't think that Johnny I exaggerated it to Chris. I think Chris exaggerated it in the love triangle back to me.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
So there needs to be some repair, apparently. Mm,
right.
So now he's telling me I'm a rat, I'm a bad guy.
Right, he says you're a rat and a bad guy.
That's everywhere.
That's all the time.
I said, wait, I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
What you just said about Joe Davis.
Is that, can you believe that?
Completely unacceptable.
Can you believe that?
Unacceptable.
Joe Davis is a great baseball
announcer.
Guy.
And a fantastic. Yeah. But I
don't
know
him at all.
But he's a fantastic. He loves the station, too.
Oh.
He listens all the time.
Can you imagine he's driving around down the road this afternoon and he hears what a bad guy he is because Morales says such a horrible thing?
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Edit that out of the podcast.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, the way he slobbered all over Geeter. You know, I mean, if Joe Davis.
I mean, I get that. Geeter's amazing.
Geeter's fantastic.
Yeah, we all love Geeter. But if Joe Davis would have showed up at the same event, he'd have a man crush on Joe Davis.
Of course he would.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so.
I think
Chris is a man of conviction. He likes Geeter. Geeter is a lot of fireworks. When Geeter's on TV, you know something fun's happening. That's not Joe's, like, MO. Joe is giving you a great baseball broadcast. And he's like witty. Whereas Geeter's like fun. Like he's the fun guy.
Right.
Well, so Joe's not fun.
It's different in the studio than doing play-by-play.
Right.
Play.
All right.
In the studio, you can be loose and fun.
You're not
fun
having
and
fireworks shooting out your butthole, you know, on a broadcast.
Right.
Know?
No,
you gotta be careful when those fireworks shoot out of
your orifices.
Right. Exactly.
What'd you buy?
Well, here's the thing.
I saw he's giving you the credit card.
Yeah,
back.
So here's the other thing. So I'm driving in, dude. I had like one of those traffic nightmares.
Yeah.
Where I almost turned around and just said, forget it.
Oh,
I'm not making it. I'm not going to make it.
You were going to head back south.
Correct. Because I wasn't going to make it to north. And so I couldn't order road pie while I was on the way so that the road pie could become studio pie. But then George here was going to order some grub, right? But I heard you yelled and screamed.
I did not, actually.
You ended up not ordering, right?
Right, and I also did not yell and scream, as Ireland pointed out succinctly.
Yeah, it was not yelling and
spoken. I actually spoke in a lower tone.
Right,
than
it was
speak.
Just a super mellow response.
Chris said you were yelling.
Yeah.
Well, Chris also exaggerates, as
and
you
he hates Joe
out.
Davis.
I mean, bad guy.
Yeah, bad guy.
This That's Morales. A bad guy.
So
bad
you
guy.
Were saying.
So I was saying, so I never got the chance to order the pie.
So you ordered it now.
So now what I did is I said to Big D, I said, listen, man, I said, I'm buying, but you got to actually deal with this whole thing, right? Now, last time I ordered pizza pies, they got mad at me because I ordered a cheese pie.
I love a good cheese pie.
So do I. I want it to be floppy
you
and
want
greasy.
The base.
Yeah,
where's that from?
From some place that Beto always recommends downtown. I think it's called Brazo.
Brazo. I've not had that.
It's very good. I've had it.
Really good. So then Big D said, well, you know, I got to get something with some meat on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I said, well, you know, Chris wants a lot of sausage.
Sausage.
So, right. So he got himself a Meat Lovers.
Yeah.
No,
there you go, Big D. That's the way to go.
I like that.
How much was it for two pies, a Meat Lovers and a cheese pie? How much?
$50
$50? Really?
$60. Wait a minute. Pizza Hut's having a sale right now.
Yeah, why are we not eating
two pizzas for $30?
$60 for two pies?
Go to Pizza Hut.
Oh, God forbid you spend the little cash.
You spent money? I'm surprised about that.
Do they got a delivery fee in there?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so delivery's already paid for.
Yeah, and the tip probably is included.
Tip too?
Yeah.
You give him the tip? Big D, you give him the tip?
Yeah, I asked him no tip.
What's that?
Wait, you stiffed him?
Wait a minute, did you not tip him?
Give him the tip, Big D. Give him the tip, Big D.
Hang on a second.
You cheap bastard.
It's Cappy's money anyway.
Let me see them headphones.
I mean, why didn't you tip Big?
It's Cappy's money. You should have tipped him like $40.
The guy was struggling first off to understand me, and it took him like 20 minutes just to get him to understand my
name. So it was a poor service situation.
Yeah, kind of.
What was it, an English language issue?
Well, Mace, you don't tip for poor service.
No. I don't tip if they're jerks.
The guy wasn't a jerk at all, but I was like, I was telling him my name. I was like, oh, it's for DeAndre. He was all like, okay, V-E. I'm like, it's D-E. He was like, okay, give me 1 second. So I was on hold for like 5 minutes, and I was all like, D-E.
Yeah, why don't you just call yourself Big D? Why do you call yourself DeAndre? It's a hard name.
It's not really a hard name.
It's not really.
DeAndre's not a hard name.
The guy had a hard time.
Actually DeAndre in the game last night. DeAndre Hunter.
It's spelled phonetically even and everything.
I know. The guy had a hard time.
I mean, clearly he did. But then
your name is not unusual. Don't listen to him.
Just tell him. Well, I don't know any other DeAndres.
DeAndre Hunter last night played against the Lakers.
Okay, well, that's another guy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's another guy named DeAndre.
The guy's named
DeAndre
Scott.
Jordan.
Scott or
DeAndre Jordan, remember him?
DeAndre Jordan played for the Clippers and the Lakers.
Okay, all right. Okay.
He was on a show with us.
What about DeAndre Stevenson?
Yeah, too.
There's another one. So you're naming DeAndre.
DeAndre Jackson comes to mind?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of DeAndres.
Yeah.
So this guy's obviously a jerk, this guy who couldn't
handle your name. He's not a jerk.
Oh, okay, he's not. No, he's fine.
He had a difficult time understanding.
Oh, difficult time.
DeAndre Swift?
DeAndre Swift as well. He was about him.
So he was not a jerk. No. He was just confused.
Exactly.
Right.
See, I still think you tip a confused guy.
So I was waiting for him to be like, I was like, hey, what should I do? Can I pay now or should I wait till you guys
Well, I think when the bill comes, you can just add the tip.
So that's what I'm saying. So I asked him, can I pay when you guys get here? What's the deal? Do you need a card on file now? Like, yeah, we need a card. So okay. And I gave him, obviously, the card information. And then he's like, all right, there you go. Your order's done. It'll be there 30, 35 minutes. And that was it.
Great. Okay.
That was it.
All right.
Tip
well,
cash.
I mean, $60. I mean, there's probably a tip already in there. You know what I mean? Probably a delivery fee.
Probably a delivery
60
fee.
$60.
See, when I get...
God forbid.
Two pizzas, $60?
It's downtown.
By the way, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
$60 for two pizzas.
That's ridiculous.
And it might be big pies.
One's a cheese pie.
Yeah, one's cheese.
Is he going to double cut it for me? So I can eat like twice as much. Well, it's so that this way you feel like you're eating less, but you're actually eating the same.
More slices.
It's the old Yogi Berra line. Do you want your pizza cut in 4 8 slices? He says, you better make it 4. I don't think I can eat 8.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I do.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So it's funny you mentioned pizza because I had some pizza while I was on vacation, and I get on the scale when I get home, and I'm at 195, which is as high as I've been.
Really?
In probably a year.
Oh, you're a disgrace.
It is awful.
You're a disgrace.
I feel awful.
You have today's the 19th. He has 11 days to get under 195. If he goes up in weight, I win the bet. If he goes down, Bergman wins the bet.
And you know the problem is?
What?
I went back to Jay's, and Jay's are killing
me,
man.
I thought you said you gave up on Jay's.
Well, I thought you gave up on it altogether. Then you were
on
gummies.
What are Jay's?
Joints?
Oh.
Yeah, smoking. Smoking.
All right, hold on a second. To be clear.
Wait, does that help you gain weight?
Well, it makes you
makes you hungry.
Makes me hungry. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
To be clear,
yeah.
What I said was this: that on Christmas Day of last year,
yep.
I was going to Mexico and would no longer take a full dispensary in my bag to Mexico because I got busted last time and it cost me $250. Okay, so now I've given up on all inhalation, no J's, no vaping.
Right. Right.
No, okay. Now.
But you're just hitting the gummies.
So on the weekends,
present and lively.
Clear and present.
Joyful and present.
I was going to say clear and present danger.
Joyful and present. And I've had some gummies on the weekends.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not like opposed to cannabis. I'm just not smoking or vaping.
Here's the way this went down. So Cappy does this big thing on the air.
I remember.
Christmas Day. See him 2 days later at Venice Beach. He's already on gummies.
Yeah. 20 milligrams, I believe.
Yeah. I thought you gave this. No, Rachel wanted to.
Yeah, when Rachel wants the gummy, I want a gummy.
But I'm telling you, when you smoke a J, I have no control over what I eat.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's like.
So if I wanted to win this bet, I should just go to Chris Ward and give you a lot of weed.
Yeah, a lot of indica.
Like this weekend at the pickleball tournament.
Yeah.
Chris Ward is going to bring the entire Green Cross to Agape Pickleball Center.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bergman, you're losing this bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a 195 now. He's not going down.
No, you know. I'm screwed.
Yeah, no, I'm going down. I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to get back. Huh? Here's what I'm thinking about doing. Tell me if this is a good idea. So I know a personal trainer. His name is Steve Zim. Really great guy. He trains, he trained Christian Bale for The Dark Knight and the Batman movies. There's a movie out right now called Love Lies Bleeding. He trained the woman to be a bodybuilder. He does these transformations. So I was thinking about doing a transformation where, you know, you get a picture at the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you work out. He works you out for like 6 months.
Yep.
And then there's a picture at the end and you have slow progress.
Good.
So it's like a transformation.
So what happens if he makes you wake up before 9 a.m.?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But I'm prepared to get up in the morning and go to work out as part of a transformation. Now, do you think I have any chance of doing a transformation?
I mean,
like,
if you stick to anything, you can. Of course you can do it. But the problem with you is, will you stick to it?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Have you ever tried anything like that?
So recently, a buddy of mine created this app.
Yep.
And what he does is he gives you like 5 exercises, and you do 50 reps on each exercise.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like a 30-day challenge. I got through like day 7, and I was like, all right, you know
what?
Is that
the one where you do like squats and all that stuff?
Let me tell you something. You do 50 body weight squats.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Yeah. 50 push-ups.
Yeah.
Yep.
50 one-legged, whatever you call the front-legged squats, right?
Lunges.
Yes. 50 seconds at sitting on a wall.
Right.
Okay. 50 seconds of a plank, right?
Your buddy created that app?
Yeah. And dude,
why didn't you create that app?
I don't know. I mean, 7 days.
It sounds actually like a really good app.
I'm telling you right now, you'd be shocked, absolutely shocked, if you did 50 body weight squats and 50 lunges and spent 50 seconds in a wall sit, the next day you can't walk. You're
really?
Like, how could this possibly be that I could be this sore over that small amount of exercise? And plus, you're sweating your ass off. You want this app? I'll show you the app.
Yeah, show me the app.
I'll show it to
you.
Or
you can just do what he said. You don't need the app.
Actually, you don't. You know what I get the ads for all the time is on Instagram. My God, Instagram is just nothing but ads.
All
ads.
Have
you noticed?
Yeah.
But chair yoga is the thing that comes up all the time. Buy my chair yoga app. And it's a guy just working out in a chair. He says it'll change your life. No, but I'm thinking about doing the full-on transformation.
Okay, go ahead, Mace. How much is it going to cost you? Because I'm guessing a guy like that who trained Christian Bale isn't going to be cheap.
No, he's not going to be cheap, but it's an investment in myself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good investment. Good investment, Mace.
I'm investing in myself. Ireland, you've got a wry smile on your face like you don't think there's any way.
You will not stick with this for more than 2 weeks.
Dude,
yeah, he'll be done.
Hey, for $10, you can buy this app, and you can have every workout, and
you
they
and
belong
your
to you.
Yeah? You and your apps.
$10?
He's got a guy,
everything.
Mace.
$10?
Cappy's got a guy.
$10?
Goodness.
Well, I got talked into buying an app yesterday, a friend of mine, and it was like, we were on the phone together, and he's like, you have to have this app.
What did the app cost?
It cost $39.99 for the year.
Okay.
Okay, so now here's what's going to happen. They're going to have me forever because I'll always forget to cancel it. Right. And it's called Ground News. Okay. Ground News. And they'll give you like a news story, then they'll give you the way it's reported on the left, they'll give you the way it's reported on the right, they'll tell you who the different sources are so that you can filter through and figure out.
So they're showing you both sides.
Right. Right.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
$39 though.
See, I'm like right in the middle. I'm neither nor.
Okay. Well,
I got no time for that app.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, I got time for ESPN's app. That's kind of the deal for me. You know, I don't really know what's going on in the news. So I tried to act like I would be cool. And my buddy's like, you need to get this app. For someone like you, you need to know exactly where news is coming from. So I just bought it on the spot.
How much?
$39.99.
Does it cancel after a year? Oh, it's a year?
Yeah,
well, just cancel it now, and
cancel
then it'll just cancel.
Then it won't be there next year.
So, but will I still get the year?
Yes.
Yeah, you still get
the
year.
How do I cancel it?
I don't know.
Just go back in there and talk to your friend.
How'd you buy it?
Well, I opened the app, and then I double-clicked.
There's got to be a place for settings where you can cancel the subscription.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you order the pizza yet? The pie?
Yeah, DeAndre ordered it.
$60.
You missed the whole thing. $60 for two pies.
Do you know how many times I've picked it up?
$60
I've paid for it. It's about time. This cheapskate scumbag pays for it.
I hear really
bad. Why is he a rat?
Oh, we'll get into that today.
Well, I don't
know. He's been doing a lot of talking.
He's been talking out of school.
Yeah.
A lot of subversive on the streets.
But I told Johnny I that the only thing that I can think of is something I said to Johnny I behind closed doors.
Is that it?
That Johnny I then said to you.
No.
Oh, then you're free.
Sean's
and clear.
Name didn't come up in
there. You're free and clear.
What did he say? What did you say? Was it about me?
It's no. He told me something in private that I thought you already knew, and I mentioned it to you, and he thinks that's why you're mad at him.
Oh no, has nothing to do with him. Oh, what did you? Which one is? I don't remember you mentioning.
Was it anything you said to me when we were at
1 minute?
Wait, but that goes to show how much crap you actually spew.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, that's not this. See what kind of person you are?
You're a chivato.
See, Morales said to me, you and Mason got together on a Saturday afternoon over drinks. How much did you guys talk about
me? I know for sure.
That's what this is.
He's really upset.
He's jealous.
And what he doesn't realize is Juan is back channeling to me.
No, he's not.
You want to see the text?
That's bull.
You want to see the text?
That's bull.
Yeah, let's see it.
No, you don't have Juan's number.
Of course I do.
You do not.
And
of course
Juan
I
doesn't
do.
Have your number.
You're texting with Juan?
He's back channeling.
Without me knowing?
Yes.
You don't have his number.
Right here.
Yeah. You don't.
I'll show it to you right now.
Yeah, prove it.
Show it to him.
Prove it.
Well, it's.
And if you're lying, you're a bad guy.
It's stored under.
Well, he's already said what he said.
Right.
About Joe, so he's already a bad guy.
I can have my opinion.
No, you can have any opinion except that.
You know how much we talked about Morales on that day?
How much?
Not much.
No, not much at all.
Careful, the screens.
But you didn't show me a text.
I don't want to. There's some things in there I don't want to show.
Oh, come on. He's not texting you.
Wow, so he does have his number.
You're going to keep him up all night with that one last throwaway comment.
You know about his mental health.
As Steely Dan once said, Ricky, don't lose that number.
He's going to go home, and the first thing he's going to say when he walks into Juan is, what are you texting with Morales?
No, don't do that.
Why don't you ask him if you can go in the hot tub?
Yeah.
Well, that's not my business. It's you. You guys are in the relationship. It's your hot tub.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, three can fit in there.
Hey, when you guys were talking about bit of the year.
By the way, Cappy, don't you think somebody can blow sax and play the drums?
No. 100%.
Yeah. No. You don't have to pick a side.
No.
You can do both.
You have to pick a team.
You blow sax and you play with your left hand and you play drums with your right hand. 100%.
No, it just doesn't work.
No,
like
it does work. It does.
I'd like to stay, but you know.
Yeah,
I would also tell you any other day.
This whole thing about bit of the year, and you said that me and Morales shared a hot dog.
You did.
No, that's wrong, bro.
You did.
That is wrong.
You Lady and the Tramp to hot dog.
A 22-inch glizzy.
Okay, but you're still Lady and Tramp.
But a hot dog is a little tiny thing. This is a 22-inch glizzy.
It was thick.
Right. Is that a better bit than me lying to my wife and saying that I wrote her this really romantic love letter and Mason wrote it on ChatGPT and we told her about it
on the air?
But
it's going to be nominated. We don't vote for bit of the year.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Fans are.
Oh, we all know that you fixed the Mandy.
If I fixed it, Alan Sliwa would not have been host of the year.
You just said you're supporting them for show of the year today.
Ooh. As a bit. Here we go.
It's a bit.
You guys would have won show of the year last year if I fixed it, because that would have increased the Sedano and Cappy hatred.
I heard we lost by 11 votes.
It was 11 votes. I did see the final tally of votes.
Yeah. I'd like to see, like, precincts and stuff, like, in an election. Like, I'd like to see Steve Kornacki against the big board showing us who voted.
We're big on the east side, you're big on the west side.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like.
All right. That's it for us. We're back tomorrow at 1.
Where are you guys going?
I'm going to acupuncture.
Oh.
And Sedano and Cap coming at you now on a live Imaging Tuesday, 710 ESPN.